I had the 4 o'clock mass at Crane Road yesterday, and I accidentally left my homily notes there, so I went over there this morning and couldn't find them. And the reason I couldn't find them is that Monsignor Knox had thrown them in the trash. So thankfully we were able to dig them out, but and I won't have to wing this homily. Multitasking is something that's very good for us. Something that we're all pretty good at, I think, especially today in our modern world. There are lots of things that we can do even without thinking about it. I'm sure if you just think about your day right now, you can identify some things that you do every day without thinking. Maybe it's making coffee, or just getting ready in the morning, or doing some chores or something like that. For me, I find it's driving. Sometimes I'll drive somewhere, maybe between churches or something. I'll get to where I'm going and I'll think to myself, man, I don't remember any of that drive. Because we can do all sorts of things at one time. We can do many tasks at once. And again, this is a good thing in our lives. It increases productivity, efficiency, all of that. But one place where this isn't good is in prayer. One place where we don't want to not think about what we're doing, is in prayer. We want to be fully engaged in our prayer. We want to offer our full hearts, our full minds to the Lord in prayer. And one of the most common prayers that we do every day, whether we realize it or not, is the sign of the cross. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's the sign of the cross. And so on this Trinity Sunday, I want to take a minute and really focus on this sign of the cross. Now, the way I did it is a way that we often do it. We kind of skip some words. We kind of get lazy, relaxed about it. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. You know, we do it real quick without thinking about it. But if you think about all of the words that are there, in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. These words mean something, these connecting words, they mean something. They tell us about the Trinity. They tell us about our God. So first of all, I'll point out two things to you. First, I'd like to point out that this prayer says, in the name, the definite article, the, means there's one name for our God. It identifies our God as being one. God is one. And then the second thing is that we say in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. These words identify the threeness of God. So on one hand, we're identifying the oneness, and on the other hand, identifying the threeness. At the same time, saying that they're both a reality. In fact, the word Trinity means tri-unity, three and one. Trinity, three and one together. Our God is both three and one. And I point this out to you because it means that the Trinity is three persons living together as one. Three persons living together in one community of love. And this is important to us because our families are meant to be a reflection of that life of the Trinity. Think about it for a second. You have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit living together as one. And in a family, ideally, you have a father, mother, children living together as one community of love. And even if one of those parts is missing, you're still living together as multiple people in one community of love. Our families are meant to reflect the reality of the Trinity. Our families are meant to reflect the reality of God. And yet we know that this is not always an easy thing. It's not always easy to live with our family members, right? It's not always easy to put up with the things that annoy us about them. Since we know them so well, we're annoyed by them sometimes. They get on our nerves. They know how to push our buttons. But brothers and sisters, we are called to be that reflection of the Trinity in the world, in our families. So the question then becomes, how do we increase that love in our families? Let's take a look at the gospel. It says, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. God saves us by giving himself to us. The Father sends forth the Son. And the Father and the Son, even though they are distinct persons, they are one together. By the Father sending the Son, he is giving himself to us. The Son, of course, gives himself on the cross. He comes to live with us. He sacrifices himself for our sins. And the Holy Spirit gives himself to us every time we participate in the sacraments. The life of the Holy Spirit is breathed into us. So the question for how we increase love in our families is answered by this. We increase love by increasing our self-gift. We increase love by giving ourselves to our families. Every once in a while, I go to a blog online. It's called The Art of Manliness. Maybe some of you have heard of it. But it's a really cool blog for men. A lot of great articles on there. So if you've never checked it out, it's something good to see for all of you men out there. But I was reading an article one day on this website, and the article was about how to feel more manly. We sort of have a crisis of manliness in our culture today. Many men just don't feel like men anymore. And the answer that the blogger gave was that you shouldn't wait until you feel like a man to act like a man. Rather, you do things that a man should do. You work hard, you're disciplined, you provide for your family. All of those sorts of things. And as you do those things, you will start to feel more like a man. And the same principle applies in our families. We don't wait until we feel like we love our families to do nice things for them. No, rather we do the nice things, we do the loving things, so that that feeling of love is increased. So in our families, we should do nice things for each other. We should do things that we don't want to do for our family members. We shouldn't complain when we know, when we have to do things for them. We should do our chores without being asked. Right? We're meant to lay down our lives. We're meant to sacrifice our lives just as God sacrificed himself for us. And by doing this, we will increase the love in our families. So brothers and sisters, on this Trinity Sunday, let us resolve to increase the love in our families by increasing the acts of love that we do in our families. As we receive the Eucharist today, ask the Lord to enter your heart. Ask the Lord to give you the grace to act in a loving way in your family so that you will reflect that reality in the world. The Eucharist will give us the heart that we need to lay down our lives every single day for our family members. He will give us the grace that we need to be the image of the Trinity in the world, and he will give us the grace that we need to glorify him in this way through our life of love in our family.